Wisconsin insider John McNamara. There he is on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you this afternoon, J-Mac?
Doing well, Rami. How are you?
Doing well. I'm going to be very, very transparent with you right now, J-Mac, if that's all right. Between the Brewers going so deep into the playoffs and then the Bucks getting off to the hot start that they've gotten off to, and then obviously football season being what it is and the Packers being what they are in the state of Wisconsin, college basketball season completely snuck up on me. I did not even see it coming. I turned around, and there are the Wisconsin Badgers playing Xavier. So just give me an overview of what's fair to expect from the 2018 Wisconsin Badgers basketball team. Get me primed for the upcoming year, John McNamara.
Sure. I would agree that college basketball kind of snuck up. But with Wisconsin's poor performance, I guess, on the football field, I think a lot of Wisconsin fans were looking forward to the start of this season. They're 2-0 right now. Last night they got a big road win against Xavier. Not the same Xavier team that you saw last year, who was pretty loaded. New head coach with a lot of new guys that they're kind of bringing into their system. But, nonetheless, a good win for Wisconsin. This is a team that's healthy right now, and I think that's the biggest difference. You look at last year where they were missing Demetric Trice and Kobe King, two guys who missed the entire season. Brad Davison played last year with essentially one arm. All those guys are healthy right now, and I think you're seeing the results of that. Like I said, big road victory against Xavier. And, I'm not ready to crown this team, a shoe-in to the NCAA tournament. But, if they're healthy and they're playing like they did last night, it certainly looks like they'll return to the big dance.
When do I get to see the Kobe King that I saw in high school? Like, when does that guy show up on the college basketball scene, man? Because last year he gets hurt or whatever else. I'm just waiting for him. I thought he had a chance to be a special type of player.
Yeah, I don't think you should write him off just yet. This is his redshirt freshman season. He'll most likely come off the bench for the entirety of this season. He's a guy that can play the two or the three, and I think he's kind of what Wisconsin needs off the bench in terms of being a guy who can score the basketball and guard a few different positions. Wisconsin's starting five is pretty well set, but if they can get points from Kobe King in terms of a guy who can get to the hoop and, Brevin Pritzel off the bench.
That's another one.
That can shoot the ball, I think they should be all right.
Pritzel's another one. I mean, how do you think what he ends up looking like before this is all said and done?
Well, he's a little bit further along.
He had 21 starts last year or something like that?
Yeah, he kind of is what he is. And I think if he could find his role on this team as a shooter off the bench, that's going to benefit them because they've moved forward at that shooting guard position with Brad Davison. Last year he played point guard the entirety of the year, but that was really just out of necessity. Now with Trice back, they bumped Davison over the two guard, and then you're looking at Pritzel as a guy who can come off the bench, like I said, hopefully who can shoot the basketball well. All the guys talk about, how well he shoots in practice. We haven't seen it consistently in games, and if they can get that up from him this year, it'll be a big asset for them.
What's the one weakness of this basketball team, would you say, right now as they continue throughout the year to start?
I would say some depth. In the front court, they start Ethan Happ and Nathan Reavers. Behind them, Ilya Kanin transferred. I should say he didn't transfer. He left the program. And you're looking at Charlie Thomas there right now as the guy with Aleem Ford hurt. So I think if there is one little weakness or one knock on this group right now, it's potentially depth behind Happ and Reavers. But, when they get Aleem Ford back, they expect him back in late December or early January. He'll be another boost for them. He's a guy that can play the three or the four, a good shooter from outside. So it's an awfully deep team this year, but I would say for the next couple of weeks or so, front court depth might be an issue.
What about this Tyler Wall kid that appears to be heading the way of the Badgers? It's a small forward from Minnesota.
Yeah, he committed to Wisconsin this summer. They locked him up pretty early in the process, and then today he signed his paperwork. It's the first day for the early signing period, and in college basketball. So he's the lone scholarship signee for Wisconsin so far in this class. They do have some open scholarships if they choose to add a transfer or maybe a prep school guy later in the process or even a high school guy who's in his senior year. But Tyler Wall, 6'7", about 200 pounds. He does a little bit of everything. I think that's why Wisconsin liked him. Think Joe Krabenhoff, if you remember back that far, as a guy who I think Wall compares pretty favorably to. He can handle the basketball. He can drive. He can, the thing that he's working on right now, I would imagine, is shooting the basketball a little bit more consistently. But he's kind of a guy that fits Wisconsin's system extremely well. I think he'll play early, and I think he's a guy who you'll see as probably a multi-year starter at Wisconsin because of his skill set and because of the need right now at small forward, just kind of a few years down the road.
Let's transfer over to a football side. Are they going to be able to win a game with Jack Cohn? I mean, I told you last week when I heard that it was going to be him and on Hornibrook. Well, there goes that game against Penn State. And I don't know if they can win a game with Jack Cohn, I guess is my thing.
Yeah, I you know, nothing would surprise me in these next two games. If they lost to Purdue and they lost to Minnesota with Jack Cohn there, I wouldn't be shocked. But, you know, Purdue's coming off a big loss. You know, they got blown out by Minnesota.
And now their head coach is in the mix for the Louisville job, it sounds like, Brom.
Right. So, you know, that's certainly something that's circulating around that locker room, and those are questions that those guys are answering. You know, with Jack Cohn there, again, he can get better, but they looked so one-dimensional last week. I don't know, you know, what you do to remedy that problem. I would imagine that the game plan is similar, where, you know, they're going to look to run the football against Purdue, but you saw last week they're going to eventually have to throw the football, and they just could not do that with any sort of success. So, again, I don't know. I can't make an argument for Jack Cohn right now being the guy that is going to win them football games. You know, two Big Ten games left. And like I said, nothing's going to surprise me.
All right, and a couple of injuries, both listed as questionable for Purdue. Tywan Deal, the running back, and, of course, David Edwards on the offensive line. Either one of those you think in jeopardy of maybe not playing?
I would imagine both those guys go. You know, the one to watch is Alex Hornibrook. There, you know, he was at least in practice gear this week. We don't get to see practices, but, you know, he was at least in practice gear. You know, you're assuming that he maybe took part in something. You know, will he play Saturday? We'll get another updated report tomorrow morning. I would imagine they still list him as questionable, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see if he plays against Purdue or Minnesota.
I have one last one for you, because I know this is going to come up, whether it be the next 2 weeks or whether it be once we get to the offseason. Do you think Graham Mertz can come in and start next year? That's going to come up. Whether everybody in Madison wants to believe that or not, fans are going to ask that question because of all the hype surrounding Mertz and because of how frustrated people are with the Badger quarterback position.
No, you're absolutely right, and that's not a crazy question. He's going to enroll early, so he will get a spring, a summer, and a fall. I think that's a tall task.
He's going to be at spring practice then.
Yeah, correct. So he'll be able to take part in all the spring camp, the summer conditioning, all of fall camp. You know, I think a lot of that depends what, you know, Alex Hornibrook's future is. You know, I don't know. It's just guessing at this point. You know, will he play this season? Will he play beyond next season if he doesn't play these next two or three games, including the bowl game? But there's a lot of question marks there. I wouldn't count out Mertz being a guy that's in the mix next year, but like I said, that's a tall task to ask for a true freshman to step in and be a starter at a Big Ten school.
I lied. I have another one. Just thinking about this Mertz thing is intriguing to me. What does the offensive line situation look like for next year?
Well, they're going to graduate. You know, Dieter and David Edwards could potentially go to the NFL draft. They'll graduate Bo Benshall. So the offensive line is going to look a lot different next year. You know, you'll return Biadasz at center. And then John Dietzen, maybe he bumps back to left tackle, or I'm sorry, to left guard to allow Cole Van Landen to play left tackle. So the offensive line is going to look a lot different. I don't think there'll be a huge drop off because, you know, the line this year is underperformed, but it'll be interesting to see who wins those starting spots because there's at least two, possibly three open spots next year.
For me, that's what it determines if I'm going to play the freshman. If I feel like my offensive line can protect, then I think I heavily consider it. I do. But if I don't, and if I, because you got to figure Taylor's gone at running back. So I think that's what it really comes down to for me is if you think the offensive line can protect, you know he has the wide receivers to throw to. If they can protect him, I think I would consider it. I really would.
All right, I'll tell Paul Chris.
Yeah, he don't care. Have Gary tell Paul Chris what Gary thinks. You have a better chance of getting that done.
That's a guy who has Paul Chris
Gary
here.
Gary has pull, yeah.
Are you sure you're done now? You got anything else?
Oh, no, I could do another half hour to an hour with him about Badger football, but I don't think we have time.
That's John McNamara, our Wisconsin insider.
See,
find his
you.
Work at BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network, and every normally Thursday here on the Wendy's Big Show.
McNamara, toy drive. Last week in November, we expect to see your butt out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, sounds good. I'll get in touch with you with
details. Is that how we're booking people now? We're just yelling at them on the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we bullied McAlvey into coming out to do some candy melting, didn't
That's true. That is true.
It works.
Again, BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network, and he's on Twitter, at McNamara Rivals. Thanks for working with us this week, J-Mac. Really appreciate it, man.
All right, guys, no problem.
Have a good one. I don't know what just happened to my brain there.
He's a good dude.
He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.